Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the social program here on Radio Islam International on this lovely Thursday morning. On the social program, we will be joined by Maulana Ibrahim Abam. We continue with the book, You Can Be the Happiest Woman in the World. And this book here is a treasure chest of reminders. The book focuses on reminders that will help us learn the important lessons and set us onto the path of happiness in this world and in the hereafter, inshallah. This week, the topic that we are looking at is look at the clouds and not at the ground. Look at the clouds and not at the ground. Be ambitious, keep climbing, and always have hope that whatever the situation is, whatever the difficulty you are facing or wherever you are, always be ambitious, always try to do better, and always have hope. Never lose hope and feel that nothing is going your way. It's 10 minutes past the hour of 9. Let's take that first air break. When we come back, we will be speaking to Maulana Ibrahim Abam. This is the social program on Radio Islam International, and we do have Maulana Ibrahim with us in studio. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And assalamu alaikum to all the listeners. Always good to come to the studio, although it's not possible to do so every week. But when you do come, alhamdulillah, nice to see the smiling faces of the presenters in Radio Islam. Alhamdulillah, it is an honor, mashallah.
I think it's Maulana that brings the happiness here. When Maulana comes here, everybody seems to be smiling and happy to see Maulana. Always good to have you with us here in studio. Ma, how are you doing? How's things
been? Alhamdulillah, Allah has been very, very kind, alhamdulillah.
Maulana, we continue with the book. Now, we've been discussing different topics over the last few weeks. The book we're discussing, You Can Be the Happiest Woman in the World. And like we said, that this book, that's the title of the book, but the lessons that can be learned from this book are relevant to everyone. We can all take lessons that we can implement in our lives every day. And we continue with the next topic this morning.
Yes, I think just maybe briefly just to say on last week. Last week we had a wonderful discussion. I must say a lot of people were still phoning me to say those phrases in Arabic that they were quite fascinated by it. Baba limo ba, baba limo, baba limo ba, baba mo baba. Someone even made a mistake or even sort of made a joke. He said, can you do it in the Arabic letter fa? So I said, okay. So I said, okay. Yeah. So yes, that was quite interesting. But look at the other aspect that is there is that we spoke about greed, and we said, Lokana ibn Adam wadiyani mimmal. Greed is a very distressing type of spiritual condition. And Nabi Karim Sallallahu sought protection of Allah Ta'ala from greed because there is no end point with regard to it. And this has been very beautifully explained in a hadith where Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi said, if Ibn Adam has two valleys of gold, he won't be happy with it. He'll start the search for the third valley of gold. And the only thing that will satiate his greed would be, La yamlau jawfa Ibn Adam illa turab. It is only the sand of the qabr that will satiate his greed and bring an end to his pursuits of more and more. Then we said there are certain ways of dealing with greed. One is contentment. We gave the explanation, so I'm not going to go back into it, but it'll be nice just to sort of do a recap. One of them is contentment. One of them is to avoid obsession with events of the future. To a certain extent, you can do that. And I gave this example of how Nabi Karim Sallallahu one day placed one item in front of him and then placed another item at some distance. And Nabi Sallallahu asked the Sahaba, do you know what I'm trying to prove and show by this example? And this is very important. This has been made mentioned by Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Ali in his kitab Fazail al-Sadaqat. And Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, and his Rasul knows best. So Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that this item in front of a person is his death. And there you see that is his obsession with the future, is his a great amount of hope with regard to what he's still going to do. So avoid obsession with future. The third thing is be moderate in your spending. Very important. Ma'ala maniktasid. He who is moderate in his spending poverty will not overtake him. Be very moderate in your spending. Spend moderately. Don't go overboard. Don't be wasteful. Don't be extravagant. This is one of the ways of repelling greed. And the fourth thing which we had made mention was, do not look at envy towards other people, what they have. Because if you start looking at that, you will always become greedy. And one of the ways of combating greed is that you try and look, and of course also bringing about shukr in you, is to look at those who have less than you instead of looking at those who have more than you. So I think these are some of the things that we can just do as a brief recap of last week's program.
Certainly very important points there. And I think that last one, very important, that look at those that have less than you. And you will thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the different bounties and the different blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with. To the listeners, you can interact with us. Remember, we always love to hear from you. You can send us a WhatsApp message on 072-786-1548. Also, the lines will be open later on in the program. Our engineer is standing by to take those calls on 011-854-1548.
Yes, look at the clouds and not at the ground. Subhanallah, a lot of people, when they saw this whole particular theme, they said, what do you mean by this? How do you look at the clouds and not at the ground? I think there is a metaphor for being always ambition, keep climbing and always have hope. Beware of falling and remember that life is minutes and seconds. Basically, what it was is that it is something that... We need to be ambitious, need to be someone who always is ambitious, looking at the clouds. There's always going to be problems, there's always going to be challenges, but you always have a vision. You always have something that you look forward to. A person must never ever become negative, must never ever become and say that I'm so embroiled in my day-to-day affairs, I can't do things that I want to do. Yesterday we had a discussion with someone who was appointed and he was won the prize with regard to 200 most influential young people by Mail and Guardian in South Africa. And it was refreshing to see some of his ambition and his vision. He wanted to do and he wanted to make a change. And he wanted to do something that will be for the benefit of himself, his community, his country. And it is always refreshing and always something that your person can't always live a life in which he has no vision. He has nothing. I mean, even if you're doing something that is, presumably something that is very mundane, but you always have a high vision. There is this whole incident or story that is made mention of someone who passed by someone who was making bricks. And he said, what are you doing? So the one person said, I'm making bricks. You know, what else can I do? I'm only making bricks. And this morning, he gave the impression that it is, a very mundane and a very boring type of job. And I don't get any sense of fulfillment. So he went past the next person who was also making bricks. He said, what are you doing? And this man was just cheerful. And he was so optimistic. He said, I'm making bricks which will one day, inshallah, adorn the walls of a masjid. Now, subhanAllah, he had a vision. So even if you do something small, have a vision. Be optimistic. You're going to do something that is great. So you can take one step, but that step can be something that is worthy of you. Have a vision and be optimistic. And, be something that I want to do something. Even if it takes you years to do it. But you work towards something. And I think it's worthy. Be ambitious. Always be climbing and always have hope. Now, we always say in this particular regard, the best example is our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even in the most challenging times of his life, he had a vision. He had not only a vision, it is absolutely amazing. If you want to give any example with regard to having a vision, despite your challenges, look at Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, even when he was surrounded by enemies, and the entire city is looking for two people against an entire city. What are the odds? So there's no way that he could fight back or he could defeat them, right? And this, of course, is another great example with regard to adopting means. Right? Those who say, no, don't adopt means, just go and fight irrespective of the situation. Then Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam dug the trench, because of the odds. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam hid in a cave for 3 days, right? Didn't say that Allah will be with me, I'll fight against the whole city of Makkah. He hid in a cave for 3 days. But despite that, while he was taking the precaution, he was also telling his companion, لا تحزن إن الله معنا. Don't be afraid, don't be sad, don't be grieved. Allah is with us. Right? And when, for example, while digging the trench, they came upon a boulder which no one could remove. And amazingly, it came in the section which was the section of Salman al-Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Look at how Allah ta'ala works amazingly. Salman al-Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave the suggestion for the trench. And his section, there is a boulder that could not be removed. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes, brings a chop and an axe, and he removes the boulder. And this could be two ways. One is a miracle of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And one is that Allah ta'ala had given Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam physically also that power and strength far beyond the strength of any human being. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, while using the axe, there were sparks that were flying. And during the course of that sparks, after the removing the boulder, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the Sahaba, do you know what was in those sparks? Do you know what Allah revealed to me through the means of those sparks? And they said, Allah and His Rasul knows best. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that in the sparks, Allah ta'ala showed me the palaces and the treasures of the Roman, the Persian Empire, and the white palaces of Yemen. And of course, the munafiq and the hypocrites, they made a joke with regard to it. And they said, he can't protect himself now, but he's dreaming of conquering the superpowers of the time. But this is the vision Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam had. While he took measures and he took the means to protect himself at that time, yet at the same time, such was his vision. He was looking insane. And it happened within a short period of time. In terms of history, I mean, in 20, 30 years, all of those things came in the hands of the Muslims. Subhanallah, this is vision. This is positive thinking. This is optimism. This is how a person and a believer, he always, that's the way he thinks. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said that ajab li amri al-mu'min, very amazing is the affairs of the mu'min, and everything for him is good. If any difficulty comes upon him, he perseveres, he gets reward. If any good comes upon him, he makes shukr and he gets reward. So for him, there is no losing. There's only winning all the time. So I think it's something that we have to look, and it is something that there are always two ways of looking at thing, a positive or negative way. We should always try to be optimistic. And I will also go on to say, because the author has thereafter said that it doesn't mean you don't get falling, you don't fall from time to time, but how do you deal with the falling? And that is something that we will deal with as we go along in the program. And inshallah, if there are listeners who can maybe bring up something in this particular regard, it will be a good way of, giving us some impetus, giving us some ideas with regard to how do they deal with being positive, how do they deal with regard to the challenges, and, look at that particular aspect and share the experience and maybe share the gems with us. Jazakumullah.
072-786-1548. Let us know how do you keep positive? Is there something that you read? Is there some quote that perhaps you keep sticked on the wall somewhere that keeps you positive? How is it that you remain? And when you face challenges as well, how do you keep that positive mindset? 072-786-1548. That is the WhatsApp number. The lines are also open on 011-854-1548. And Maulana, as you mentioned, that a believer should always have hope. You should always have a positive mindset. Even if you are going through some difficulty or facing some challenge, then there will be something good there that certainly comes out of that.
Definitely. And I think this is there's always two ways of looking at things, the positive aspect and the negative aspect. So one of the aspects that today we always look at the negative rather than the positive. That's human beings, his mind is made in way this way. But a person who look at things with a positive mind will achieve more. He will be more happier than the one who looks at things negatively, who will achieve less both spiritually and in every sense, and be unhappy and spread unhappiness because of his negativity. And they say the pessimist sees the difficulty in every opportunity. And an optimist sees the opportunity in every difficulty. So the very famous example of the donut, the pessimist will see the hole and the optimist will see the filling around the hole. pessimist will say, but what is nothing in this year? They've got a hole right in between. Half the thing is not even there.
Right.
And the optimist will say, but eat the donut. You'll see how nice it is. Mm. Go to Krispy Kremes. Anyway, pessimist was in a tunnel. So the pessimist sees so dark in here. What's going to happen? There's no light. And the optimist was saying that, can't you see there at the end of the tunnel there is light? Let's just walk the little distance. We'll get the light and we'll come out of the dark tunnel. And you get the person who is called a pragmatist, the person who is pragmatic. So he said, while you were discussing this, the train is coming, get out of the rails. another example of the person who says an optimist sees a glass that is half full. And he said, see, it is half full. Mm. And the pessimist sees that it is half empty. And the person who is pragmatic, he said that I'm thirsty and he drank the water. So anyway, these are type of things that we say, but always be positive. You are going to get challenged. A rose never complains that it lives amongst thorns. It blossoms and it blooms and it gives its color. It gives its fragrance despite living in the midst of thorns. So in the midst of challenges, you can still bloom. You can still have vision. You can still have optimism. And you can still achieve much despite the fact that you are surrounded by circumstances that sometimes could be less than ideal. And I think that's the way we should be approaching our life and approaching things. I think it's the way to go. And that is what we learn from our deen. This is what we learn from our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Certainly that every challenge that you face is an opportunity. The challenges that we face, that creates opportunity. It just depends on what mindset you look at the challenges. We're going to take a short air break. When we come back, we will continue. Look at the clouds and not the ground. That is the topic we discussed in this morning. What does this mean? That be ambitious, keep climbing, always have hope, have a vision. That was found in the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well. That Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a vision and there was a goal that was being worked towards. A believer should always have hope, should always have this ambition, and set some goals that you would like to achieve and work towards that. That is the topic we're discussing this morning. Remember, you can interact with us, 072-786-1548. The lines are also open on 011-854-1548. Maulana, before we continue, just a few messages that have come through. One saying that my motto in life is that everything is always working out for me, that no matter what the situation is, I always find that it will, it has, and it will work out. You sometimes just need to be a bit patient. It might not be today, it might not be tomorrow, but sometimes down the line you might see that whatever happens, it was for the best.
Yes, exactly. I've also received one or two messages. Someone saying the way how to be positive, love yourself and give yourself preference. This will motivate one to see positivity in everything. Very interesting quote, because sometimes you can say that, what about giving other people preference? What about if you love yourself, does it mean that you don't give other people preference? Which of course is also a noble trait. But someone has very beautifully put it, that you can't pour anything from an empty cup. So if you yourself don't have positivity, you yourself don't have anything to give, you yourself don't give preference to yourself, then what are you going to give preference to others? So you can't pour from an empty cup. And if you have something, the first thing is prepare yourself. Give yourself confidence. I just love this aspect of, you know, having confidence. Because once you have confidence, it shows in the way you deal with other people. Many a times people who have difficulties in relationships is because of lack of confidence. You have a lack of self-esteem. Right. Once a person have lack of self-esteem, lack of confidence, he's all the time in an inferiority complex mode. He's in a victim mentality mode. And once a person is in a victim mentality mode, becomes very difficult to deal with him in a relationship. You know, this victim mentality, this has happened to me, then you can't give anything. You're just sort of exuding negativity all the time. And it's very difficult to live with people who have a low self-esteem. And Islam has always told us, look at the ways, you know, there's a bayan from a ulama who has spoken about the positivity. And in this bayan, they said there are two ways of looking at things, the positive or the negative. And one is, of course, the aspect of you look at a rose, and the thorn. You can either say, I'm looking at the rose, or a pessimistic person will say, look at these thorns in there, man. Right. You know, let me stay away from it. And the person who is optimistic, he said, look at a beautiful rose. Go to the rose garden once the roses bloom, and you'll just see the beautiful different colors of roses. You know, there used to be when we used to go to Islamabad for holidays when we were students, there used to be a rose garden in Islamabad. And it's one of the things that I don't even know if it still existed, talking about those days. And we used to go and see it and how beautiful the different colors of rose. And of course, you got here a rose garden in Johannesburg also. Now, when someone will say, you're only talking about Pakistan. So, you know, if there's any callers in terms of how they want to discuss matters of how they look at positivity, it's something very good. And this one example was given in this bayan. He said that when Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala makes mention of it, وَقَتَلَ دَاوُودُ جَالُوتُ, Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam killed Jalut. Jalut is known as Goliath in the Bible. And of course, we heard it previously when we were small. David and Goliath has been used as an example of how people who have little, they can defeat those who have more. So people, when they looked at Goliath and they looked at Jalut, and they said, what a big person. Who's going to defeat him? You know? Who's going to defeat Jalut? Who's going to overcome him? Look at his strength. Look at his physique. Look at his appearance. Look at how big he is. And Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam was an expert in the catapult, you know. So he put a stone in the catapult and said, he's so big. How can I miss him? How can I miss him?
Right.
Subhanallah. So always be positive.
We should always keep that positive mindset. We do have a caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Maulana, my name is Bashir Patel. I'm an ex-Lent High teacher, and I live in Indonesia. I'm 70 years old. During the COVID period, the first 5 weeks, I sat at home and pondered about what I should do. So I got inspired with the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I should write a book on motivation.
Subhanallah.
So I'm 70 years old, by the way, Maulana.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote a book that's called Pearls of Wisdom, a compilation of over 50 years.
Subhanallah.
And Maulana, during this period, I've written and I completed this book, and I came across a lot of motivational clips from various sources, various people, including our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, in one of his clips, he says, do you know what is better than charity and fasting and prayer? He asks the question, our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do you know what is better than charity and fasting and prayer? It is keeping peace and good relations between people, as quarrels and bad feelings destroy mankind.
Yes.
And you know, Maulana, when I looked at this and I pondered about it, and I said, you know what? This is so inspiring. This is so, so true about why our lives are so difficult today. And then there's another one that I came across that says, people will throw stones at you. Mm-hmm. Don't throw them back. Don't throw them back. Collect them and all build an empire. Then I looked at various other ones, like, for example, our mothers, our wives, our sisters at home. You know, this is a doctor from one of the Eastern countries who wrote this little clip here, which I picked up. It says, match her effort. I'm talking of her wife, her mother and her sister, our grandparents, grandmothers. Match her effort, respect her hustle, support her ambition, protect her heart, value her loyalty, uplift her spirit, and love her unconditionally.
MashaAllah. Jazakumullah so much. And that hadith, should I not tell you something that is better than salat, etc.? Al-islahu dhat al-bayyin. Nabi Karim s.a.w. said, reconcile people, because disputes and arguments, hi al-haliqah, it shaves off. And I don't say it shaves off your hair, because that is what normally we associate a shaver with. I say it shaves off your deen. And jazakallah for that. I hope I can get the inspiration. I've been told many a times. I've got my many, many bayans in notes. But it's not like, you know, very well formulated. And well, it's there. The ideas are there. and someone tried to mentor me to try and put my bayans in a book form. I started off, but I'm going so slow, I don't know when I'm able to finish. But maybe someone can motivate Inshallah. Me and someone Inshallah. Can help me in that regard. But alhamdulillah, the basic, the contents is there now to put it forward in a form that can be put together in a book form. So jazakallah for that motivation. You are at 70 years, you have prepared a book, and maybe it'll be nice to have a look at your book. But something that just tells you that you can always be positive and always look forward to do something irrespective of your age. Jazakallah for that call, Brother Bashir Patel.
Ji, inshallah. Make dua for us, Mawlana.
Inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The lines are still open. If you'd like to give us a call, 011-854-1548. You can send through a WhatsApp message as well on 072-786-1548. Mawlana, you can continue.
Yes, and I was talking about being positive, being confident. I personally feel confidence also gives you tolerance. Many times we talk about the lack of tolerance in our society. To me, it is a sign of weakness. When Muslims were strong, they were tolerant. When we have become weak, we have become intolerant. There was a time we could accommodate people of different faiths and different backgrounds and different people coming. Today, we can't even tolerate our own. We can't even tolerate our own spouses, our own brothers and sisters. It's because we have become weak. And one of the signs of weakness is intolerance. High self-esteem, which gives you confidence, can be characterized by you being tolerant, patient, respectful, responsible, honest, seeking to improve what you do, which is known in the Islamic terminology as ihsan, self-motivated, willing to take risk, loving and lovable, kind, generous, helpful to others, and takes responsibility and control of their own lives. That is the result of being confident and being optimistic and being positive. And obviously, by the very nature, those people who have low self-esteem, who do not have positivity, will be the exact opposite of that. They will be intolerant, they will not have patience, they will not have respect. They will always not be responsible. They will look at other people and try to be play the victim mentality and the victim game rather than taking ownership with regard to their own lives. So I think, you know, this whole aspect of confidence and, you know, positivity is something that is taken lightly, but it's something that is very, very important. Many a times people say that these are matters that is got to do with management and is got to do with people who are writing about it, you know, into that is not there, not from the Sharia. No, we believe in this. Our Nabi taught us. And I always tell people, all of these concepts that you get in management books, read it. Mm. Very, it's good to read it. I mean, nice to keep in touch and keep abreast with regard to it. I heard a bayan of an alim recently, and he was saying that Maulana Abdullah Kapudri, Rahmatullah Ali, one of our great, great scholars, he was the Sheikhul Hadith, or he was responsible for Falai Darin in Turkeshwar. Then he went to Canada. But someone who is very widely held in esteem and respect, you know. And he said that he used to tell his students, that time the Dale Carnegie book was translated in Urdu. He said, go and read that book. He said, I read it so many times. Right now, you know, what I'm trying to say is that read it, but there is no better examples in positivity than the example of our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us, "Tafa'al khair tajidhu." Look for something to be positive about, you will find it. You know, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Bashira wala tunafira, yassira wala tu'asira." Give glad tidings. Mm-hmm. Be a bearer of good news. Don't be a bearer of bad news. Today, unfortunately, if there is bad news, everyone is competing to be the first one to give that bad news. Mm. Right? In the social media, half the time, we are willing to even take the chance of not unverified news. But it must be said, I'm the first one who put it up in social media. Mm. Right? Dr. Bamji, who passed away recently, may Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannah, may Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala fill his qabr with noor. His son made mention that in the post after his father passed away, that we were all shocked one day to start getting messages of condolence. And we didn't know about it. And it was such an upsetting thing, because people were sending out messages their father had passed on, and it wasn't so. Mm. And we were getting condolences from people telling us that your father had passed on. Now, can you imagine how a person must be feeling that he is all the time worried about his father? He gets the news that your father has passed on and he doesn't know anything about it.
Right.
And this is the whole aspect. We are just so quick to pass on bad news. I don't know what do you get in it. You know, if you are going to put it first in the social media, what joy do you get out of it?
Yeah.
Rather, if you want to do something, you know, do something good, man. Present something that no one will do. Yeah. You know,
it's good news.
Yeah. give people glad tidings. Yes. So anyway, this is the way of the world today, which we have to come to terms with, unfortunately.
We do have another caller on line, Brother Yusuf from Benoni. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, we seem to have lost that caller. You can call us back, 011-854-1548. That is the lines, if you'd like to get in touch or you'd like to comment on the program. Also, 072-786-1548, that is the WhatsApp number. Molana, a message that comes through here from one of the listeners saying that I struggle every day with my confidence levels. I don't know, but it appears to me that in my mind, I feel like my lack of positivity is linked to my lack of financial success.
Well, I think a very important point, the one point that we must always do is never ever equate success only with material well-being. It will be very unfortunate if we start doing that. If we're going to start doing that, then Karun would have been the most successful person in the world. That he is not has been confirmed in the Quran. Right, that he, with his wealth, with his financial well-being, with his prosperity, so much of wealth that never mind the wealth, it required a strong a group of strong people to carry the keys of his treasure, never mind his treasure itself, then can you imagine that person being swallowed in the earth with his wealth? So don't equate positivity with material well-being. Strive to achieve it, because obviously it is something that we have been told to strive towards achieving. Talabul halali faridatun is a religious obligation. But don't make it. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was... Allah Ta'ala told Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I can turn the entire mountains around Makkah into gold. And Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ya Allah, I don't want it. Give me food one day to eat that I can be grateful to you. Keep me hungry one day that I would like to make sabr with regard to it. But yet he is the most successful human being in the entire history of creation. So we shouldn't be doing that. I can understand, because of the emphasis upon material well-being in today's time, people can start looking at it, but I don't think it's something that we should always look at and keep our positivity. One of the ways that is very important is there are most beautiful du'as, you know, with regard to the morning du'as. You know, it's so beautiful. Allahumma bika asbahna wa bika amsayna wa bika nahya wa bika namutu wa ilayka nushur. اللهم اجعل أول هذا النهار صلاحا وأوسطه فلاحا وآخره نجاحا أصبحنا على فطرة الإسلام وكلمة الإخلاص وعلى دين نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى ملة إبراهيم حنيفة. Many such du'as. Start off your day with morning du'as. Some of the du'as are so beautiful. You know, really. Oh Allah, make the beginning portion of my day, Allah, you know, make it successful. Make it, you know, salaha, make it good. Make it a means of reformation. The middle part of it, make it successful. And the end part of it, make it najah, make it salvation. So read these du'as, inshallah, it will help us in terms of, starting the day on a good footing, inshallah.
I'll just share with you one more message that has come through here saying that, Jazakallah, it's a lovely program, we're enjoying it. For me, staying positive is always my motive. I always encourage my family to do so as well. No matter what we go through in life, we find that it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the ways that this person, this listener says they keep positive, Molana, is that whenever they go through some difficulty, even when the lockdown first came, we look at the lives of the Sahaba, or we look at the lives of our own predecessors, our great-grandparents, and the struggles that they went through. And in the end, it all turned out okay. So when you study the different lives of people and look at the challenges that they face, and in the end, it all came out good, this helps you to stay positive.
Yes, I think it's very important. Before we forget, I think that the author is also, while saying look at the clouds and not at the ground, he said, beware of falling and remember that life is minutes and seconds. Be like the ant in hard work, patience and perseverance. Always keep trying and keep repenting. If you go back to sin, then repent. That means you are going to be in a situation that you are going to fall. But when you fall, pick up yourself. You know, the real person who is a failure is not the person who falls. The real person who is a failure is the one who picks himself up after he has fallen. And if you have committed a sin, go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask for repentance. Allah Ta'ala doesn't tire to forgive you, why should you get tired in asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness? I read one Urdu journal, and there was this one alim who was given a lecture, and in that lecture he made mention of it, and he said that one day he was driving, and his small son saw something, and he gave an example. I think we've got a caller. I'll give the example after that.
So let's go to that caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam, Maulana. Maulana, the only thing you're probably very interesting, but it can only be practical if you do not contemplate on your past, which is very important. You know, if you grow up in poverty and you get wealthy overnight and you develop this arrogance in you, and you feel that there's nobody as long as you are popular in society. And that is why you are not able to put this in practice what you are discussing, Maulana. Jazakallah.
Jazakumallah, yeah. I think you can't dwell on the past. I mean, the past can never, ever be undone. You have to live with it. The only way you can make it better is if you have done something wrong in there, you ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness and you move on. If there is something that you have done that was incorrect, you learn the lessons and you said, inshallah, I will not do it again. And if there is other aspects with regard to the past, but you know, if you dwell in the past, you'll never be able to go into the future with any sense of confidence. So the one important point is that, you know, the past, you cannot undo, do not dwell on it. The only thing that you can do is take lessons with regard to it, that you don't repeat the failures and you don't repeat the mistakes that you have done in the past.
Jazakallah. Right. Ma, you were speaking about that story just...
So there's a man was saying that he said that I was busy, you know, thinking and it was raining and the wipers were going one way, you know, swish, 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 swish. And my youngster from the back said, he said, the youngster gave me a lesson. He said, look at this. Isn't this the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala works with us? You commit guna, and you may ask for forgiveness, and Allah ta'ala wipe away the guna.
SubhanAllah.
See, like just that wipers all the time. So isn't that an amazing thing? He said, like the rain comes, the wipers wipe it away. And the windscreen becomes more clear every time the wiper wipes it away. He said, that's our, like our guna and our sins. We make commit sins, we ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, Allah Ta'ala wipes it away, Allah Ta'ala washes it away. So never ever think that I can never ever get salvation. One of my favorite, not that I know much of Persian, you know few words and people think that I know Persian, but one of my favorite Persian poems is the poem of Jalaluddin Rumi, Rahmatullah Ali, which is so beautiful. Baza, baza, harache asti baza. Dar kafir o gabro but parasti baza. Sad bar agar toba shakisti baza. Sort of beautiful way. Come, repent to Allah Ta'ala, repent to Allah Ta'ala. Come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have committed kufr, if you have committed the worst sin, types of sin, turn back to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is a garden of hope, waiting for you to come back, irrespective when you come back. But come back with sincerity, because he is waiting for you. Sadbar agar toba shakiste baza. Even if you have broken your toba 100 times, come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's waiting to embrace you and he's waiting to still forgive you. One of the most beautiful poems of Allama Jalaluddin Rumi, rahmatullah alayh, which is, you know, amazingly, I've had the opportunity to go into Konya and being at the maqam of Imam Jalaluddin Rumi, rahmatullah alayh, these poems are on the top of his maqam. This baza, baza, harache asti baza, subhanallah. So this is the thing is, even if you have committed this, always come back towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have sin, repent and come back. Memorize the Quran. If you forget it, go back and memorize it again. The main thing is, you should never feel defeated or frustrated, because rationally speaking, there is no such thing as a last word or the bitter end. Rather, there is always trial and error, learning from your mistake. Life is like a body that may undergo cosmetic surgery. Subhanallah. Botox. It's like building and renovating your house. I mean, how many times we do it, right? You have a beautiful furniture scheme. You have a beautiful interior. You're happy with regard to it. But after 10 years, you say, I'm going to just do a complete restructure. I'm going to do a redecorating. Our life is like that. All the time we are trial and error. We are doing things. We make mistakes. We pick up again. We revitalize ourselves. We keep ourselves going. And I think this is such an important thing. You know, don't ever let failure or routineness or mundaneness or whatever you want to call it keep you back. You're going to get into a routine. Sometimes change your routine. Get back into a situation of doing things differently. But be productive all the time, because really in that there is great amount of benefit. So don't look at the clouds and not at the ground. Mm. Have a high vision. Be ambitious. Try and achieve something, even if it's a small thing. I'm going to do this at the end of this year. I'm going to see to it that I'm going to go there. Don't only worry about, you know, losing weight. Losing weight is one. I was reading, someone gave me some old Reader's Digest, and for the sake of my memory, because I used to read it in student days, I started reading it. So I saw this one joke that came about, and let me share it with everyone. And it was such an amazing thing that I started just smiling very briefly. And they said that one of the spouses took the stuff that they are going to go on a diet, you know. So when they were going on a diet, because they were not eating the food that they're normally accustomed to, they were very moody, you know.
Right.
So the one of the spouse who was having the diet told the spouse, that other one, that, listen, I'm going to become moody, but no, be steadfast with me. Give me encouragement. Don't, you know, if I lose my mood, if I get moody, bear with me. So during one such time, one of the spouses got very angry and he became moody, you know. And after a while, that spouse, now going to be very, I can't say we, he or she, you've got to be gender neutral, you know. So they said that when they got moody, they regretted it. And they told the other spouse, you know, you told me that you will stand by with me as I try to lose my weight and I go through this diet. And you told me that you will be with me through thick and thin. So the other spouse said, thick was better. Anyway, but just we've got some time.
We do have a few minutes left there, Maulana. Just about 3 minutes left. There's one message that comes through here. It's on the light. You know, they said that, Jazakallah, it's a really interesting topic. I said to my wife that it seems that Maulana is talking directly to you. And she replied saying that it seems that Maulana has been listening to you. Maybe you gave him the topic. But a very interesting topic. We really enjoyed it. Just being positive. And I think, Maulana, sometimes we are afraid of failure, of making mistakes. But I read an interesting quote the other day. It said that, you know, good decisions come from experience. But sometimes experience comes from your bad decisions that you made in life. So sometimes you are going to have those challenges. You might slip, you might fall, but you can always learn from that.
Definitely. You cannot change a past the way someone has just sent them this beautiful message, but you can ruin a perfectly good present and future by worrying too much about your past. Subhanallah. And I think, you know, it's important that we always, you know, have, you know, again, this whole particular aspect is so easy for us. And many a times, you know, this is the you know, people have, In my little bit of experience, one of my pet hates is people who are petty. You know, this is really, why are you talking about something? Where is it in the Sharia? Well, there is in the Sharia. You know, there is so many beautiful aspects with regard to Sharia to be positive. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to a young person who was on his last moments of his life, and Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, "How do you feel?" And he said, "Ya Rasulullah, I'm worried about my sins, but I'm so hopeful of Allah's mercy. I'm so hopeful of Allah's mercy." And Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, anyone who dies with these two conditions, worried about his sins and hopeful of Allah's mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill his hope and Allah will grant him security from his fear. Yes. And our ulama say that towards the end of your life, you must always be more hopeful of Allah's mercy. So look at how Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and the Sahaba said, I'm hopeful of Allah's mercy at the time of his death. He passed away after that, very shortly after that. But Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam liked his answer. I'm hopeful about hopeful of Allah ta'ala's mercy. So be hopeful. Be positive. Doesn't mean that you don't do anything and just sit on your, you know, couch without being, you know, taking steps to be hopeful. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَاجِرُوا وَجَاهَدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ يَرْجُونَ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ. Those who have iman, who do righteous deeds, who strive in the path of Almighty Allah, those are the ones who should have hope in the mercy of Allah. You must do something, but always be hopeful. And I can't, you know, but conclude in a better way than the hadith of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which comes in Musnad Ahmad, that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, إِذَا أَتَتْكُمُ السَّاعَةُ فَلْيَغْرَسِ الْفَصِيلَةِ فَلْيَغْرِسْهَا. If any one of you comes upon Qiyamah and he is about to plant a sapling, or is about to plant a plant, or plant a flower, then don't let him stay away saying that it is almost Qiyamah. What is going to benefit anyone? Because the sound of the trumpet of Qiyamah has already started. What is it going to benefit? What am I going to gain by planting this whole particular plant? Let him go and plant it. Now, what an amazing way of looking at things positively. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of understanding this very important thing.
Jazakumullah khairan, Mullah. Really interesting discussion. I think a lot of lessons that we can learn from there. Always be positive no matter what the situation. Have some vision. Be ambitious in life as well. And you can look and you can find examples of this in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mulana, Jazakumullah khairan. Inshallah, we'll speak to you next week. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. With that, we come to the end of the social program. Mulana Ahmad Waja standing by with your 10 a.m. news bulletin.